Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you in advance for calling in and participating on the program during our 26 years, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech. That includes, of course, products and services and gadgets and gizmos and software and websites, all sorts of things as they relate to us consumers today and into tomorrow. We love it when you participate, when you call in with any questions you have about anything involving technology, or perhaps you have some additional tips for one of our listeners, listeners helping listeners, some of our favorite calls. Maybe you just have some tech rage you want to share, and that's fine as well. We just want to hear from you. And there's so many easy ways. Let me share with you the three easiest ways to join us. Of course, the old-fashioned way still works. You can pick up a phone anywhere in North America. It's toll-free, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or on any device with a browser and a microphone. So that could be your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop, your shoe phone, anything, is as long as it's got a browser and a mic. And then click on that Ask Dave mic button that's on the lower right of your browser there. And then we ask you to be sure to include your first name, where you're joining us from, and how you hear the show when you use that method. Or the easiest way is probably with our free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Download the app and participate that way. We sort of walk you through it. It's easy. Just mash that message to studio button and you're in. And of course, call in, win stuff is the mantra that we use because we love you to participate. And we send you goodies that are often provided by many of our guests and sponsors and friends of the program that provide us with cool things to share with you. The way the world shops is rapidly changing these days. Our next guest company is an end-to-end digital commerce solution for grocers. So this is something we all need. We all have to eat. We all, most of us at least, unless you can afford to have someone do it for you, which must be nice, typically shop at a grocery store and get our food and prepare meals and do that sort of thing. Well, the CEO of a company called Store, without the E, store.ai, is Orly Tal. Orly, welcome into tomorrow. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Great, Dave. Thank you for inviting me over.
It's our pleasure, and I understand you're joining us from Tel Aviv, so I'm assuming that's where the company is headquartered, yes?
We're headquartered in Tel Aviv and in New York.
Oh, okay. Terrific. So tell me a little bit about the mission as a company, and then let's get into how it is that you help grocers and then how it ultimately helps us as consumers.
Sure. So StoreAI, as you mentioned, is a customer-first digital commerce solution focused on the grocery industry. Now, our solution includes an e-commerce platform and an advanced fulfillment solution. And what does that mean? It means the app that the pickers are actually using in order to pick your online orders. And together with that, an artificial intelligence engine that powers and personalizes the entire shopping experience. So we serve more than 200 grocers in multi-geographies in the U.S., Canada, Israel, and anything we develop in the company needs to serve both the benefits of the retailer, but just as much the end consumers. And the fact that these two correlate very highly is great.
Ah, very cool. Now, tell me, though, a little bit early about what does that mean? You say a picking app. For those of us who, I'm assuming it means picking or selecting products. Is that what that is? If not, correct me.
Precisely. You know, after shoppers send out and check out in their website, somebody actually needs to go through the store and pick the order.
Oh, okay.
And we developed this very sophisticated solution in order to make that very beneficial for the retailer, but just as much for, you know, our consumers.
So then what's unique about that particular picking app? Because a lot of folks, certainly in the U.S., might be familiar with various companies that will go around and collect the items that, as you mentioned, that you have selected from a website.
Yeah.
I know that there's a couple that do it in our probably more popular Publix supermarkets here in South Florida, for example. And you can have folks, I mean, you still do your shopping online, which is good, but then they go and obviously pick these particular items, probably not with the exact same finesse that you might do as shopping for your own stuff, but hopefully very similar. I mean, I've watched them in produce. They're feeling the produce and hopefully getting you the better stuff so that you will use them again. So, I mean, there is an incentive for them. But what makes this particular picking app different?
Okay. So let me try and touch on all the friction points.
Okay.
Because, you know, The picking is a place where you can create a lot of friction with the customer. And let's talk about the out of stock and substitution, which are a huge frustration for online shoppers.
Sure.
I don't think that the general public is fully aware of how challenging it is to run an accurate inventory in a grocery store. Your average grocery store supermarket sells 30,000 products, and the inventory is constantly changing. So just imagine, it's a huge number of products. So how do we deal with that? The store AI solution is tightly integrated into the store's point of sale. And so if just imagine that the store just sold 5 boxes of the Nestle cereal and it's out of stock, we know it. We know it immediately. And what we know how to do is automatically make it disappear from the website until it's back in stock.
Oh.
So we're preventing users from buying products that will not be delivered to them, you know, from the beginning.
Right. Now, therefore, the friction that you talk about obviously is now eliminated because it's not even there. So they're having to then, the consumer, it seems, would then have to pick something similar, select a different cereal in this example, and it would be in stock because you still have it on the site.
Precisely.
Okay.
And in addition to that, we provide the picker, the person that is actually picking the order, an availability score for each and every order. So when the picker just finished picking, you know, one of the customer's orders, he sees the availability score. So let's imagine that he'd got a 92%. That means that 8% of the order is missing. Now, he's not the only one that sees that score. Also, his manager sees it.
Hmm.
And if it's below a certain score, the system will prevent the picker from completing the order and sending it out to the customer. So managers have the ability to monitor the orders before sending it out and doing some quality assurance and making sure that they're getting happy customers. So the out of stock is a huge frustration, I think, for all of us as shoppers.
Oh, for sure. But it seems to me that some of the order is better than none of it, right? If you say it prevents the picker, what a bizarre job description, but obviously it's what it is.
It
prevents the picker from completing the order if it falls below a certain threshold. It seems to me that if I'm the consumer, I'd say, well, at least get me what you can, you know, and I'll work on getting the other stuff somewhere else or, you know, another day or something of that sort. Would that not be the case?
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, and so why do we show that score? Because sometimes, you know, customers are not getting the products they ordered, not because the products are actually not in the store, but because the picker just couldn't find them in the store. Huge stores, huge catalogs.
Yeah.
So our system navigates the picker, the shopper, at, just like Waze does, you know, like you would, you know, go somewhere, mm-hmm. and helps the picker find each and every product quickly and accurately. So, so you see how this product serves both the retailers and the consumers, because high availability scores means that, you get higher customer satisfaction.
Oh, okay.
So again, finding the right products, and sometimes, you know, just, yeah.
You mentioned that grocery stores have an average of some 30,000 products. I had no idea. I mean, I think I buy way too much when I go grocery shopping, but I didn't think in terms of that they have that many products there. And it kind of makes sense, sure, because it might be the same thing, but a different brand. That's another product and that kind of thing, or categories of products or otherwise. That's a lot of stuff to keep track of. We're talking with Orly Tal, the CEO of Store.ai. That's store without the E, .ai. And we'll continue our discussions. Please stay tuned as Into Tomorrow continues right here.